Okay. This is the Pacifica National Board teleconference. This is an open meeting on Sunday, November 15th, 2009. It is now 10:26 p.m. Eastern Time, and this meeting is called to order. And Richard Uzel, can you please call the roll?
I can. Sherry Gindelman? Sherry Gindelman? Bonnie Simmons?
Here.
Andrea Turner?
Here.
Joe Wanzala?
Here.
Ray Zarin?
Here.
Sean O'Brien?
Present.
Leslie Radford?
I'm here.
Rico Ross? Rico? George Ryder?
Here.
Sandra Rollin? Sandra? Wendy Shrell? Wendy? Susan Young? Susan Young? Nia Bediako?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, I just make sure that's silenced again. Thank you.
No, no. Carolyn Burton?
Yes.
Carolyn, you're there?
Yes, sorry, here.
Okay. Kathy Davis?
Here.
Jamie Ross?
Here.
Jim Brown? Jim? A.C. Bird?
It's not electric.
A.C. Bird? Suzette King?
Yes.
Billy Ray Edwards?
Here.
David Beaton?
Here.
Sophia Wangaza?
Here.
Okay, let me go back real quickly to Sherry Gindelman, Sandra Rollin, Wendy Shrell, Susan Young, Jim Brown, A.C. Bird. Madam Chair, you have a quorum.
All right, very good.
Madam Chair, this is LaVorn. I'm on the call.
Yes. Thank you, LaVorn.
You're welcome.
All right. The timekeeper, Joe, are you willing to continue being the timekeeper for this open
yes.
session? Okay, thank you, Joe. The first thing on the agenda is to the agenda approval. Hope you all have the agenda in front of you. I'll read it off for those who don't. The first is acknowledgments. Second is committees and working groups, reports, and motions. And regarding that, the first thing was the election committee report and report of the National Election Supervisor. John, do you think you can call Les Radke and see if you can get him on the call? John, are you there? John Almella?
I think I have
the answer. Yes, I'll call him.
Okay, good. Thank you. Let's see. Maybe we can get him on the call. I believe the KPMG results were finished today. Next would be the Finance Committee, all the committee reports. And then there's a motion entitled Remedy for Continued Disregard of PNB Directives by LSB, and then a motion on funding disclosure, and then the community advisory boards, and also unfinished business. There are a number of motions in unfinished business, and there are some motions in new business. Probably should be better defined as unfinished business at this point, as they've been on the agenda in new business for several meetings. Okay, so are there any agenda additions, subtractions, corrections?
Yes, Madam Chair?
Yes.
Yes. There is the matter of nominations or self-nominations for affiliates directors. Perhaps Richard could tell us what the latest is in terms of how many people are nominated I had suggested we consider extending the deadline, depending upon how many we have who've been nominated.
Okay, so you want
okay,
to
we
specify?
Have four people.
No, wait a second. Wait a second. We're not done with the agenda, Richard. You want to put that on the agenda after acknowledgments?
If there have been four people nominated, then I don't know that it needs to go on the agenda.
Okay. Well, just as an announcement, after acknowledgments, would you like that update?
Yes. They have till midnight.
Okay. Very good. Okay. So we'll put that as after acknowledgments on the agenda for 5 minutes. Is that okay? Any objection to that? Okay, hearing none, we'll move on. Any other additions or deletions from the agenda?
Yeah, this is Kathy.
Yes.
I don't know if Rico is on the call, but
yeah,
he...
Yeah, Rico is.
Yeah, you had made a motion that was said to need to be on open session, so I thought I was going to try to put that in new business. I didn't know if you were here to make that motion into the new business. Do you remember the motion on the new committee on reconciliation?
Exactly. I made a motion that we create a committee for reconciliation or conflict of interest.
Can you say that a little louder, Rico?
I made a motion that we create a committee to deal with conflict within the PNB.
So. What happened when you made that motion?
I made the motion. It was seconded. I had to leave, but I was actually going on stage. I don't
know. What happened is it was said that it had to be an open session, so that's why I was bringing it up, that we could put it on the agenda to be dealt with at some point.
Okay, so we can put that in new business, or we can put that in place on the agenda?
Yes.
Sounds like new business.
New business sounds good.
Okay, so we'll put that on the agenda for new business.
Thank you.
Okay. And are there any other agenda changes? Hearing none, I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda as amended.
So moved.
Second.
Okay. Are there any objections to adopting this open session agenda as amended? Hearing none. We'll move on to acknowledgments. Does anyone have acknowledgments?
Madam Chair, I've sent y'all minutes last several times, and I've sent them again tonight. Can we get those considered?
Oh, good point, Richard.
Yeah.
Okay. So can you tell us, we really should get to approving some minutes. We're really backlogged, and it's starting to interfere with our good work. So, Richard, can you tell us when you sent them last so we can have them in front of us?
I thought I sent them this evening.
Okay.
Anybody get any? I've been having trouble. That's part of my technical problems.
All right, I'm sure I can find them. Let's see.
Go back and get them.
Let's see.
Open minutes for consideration.
Yes.
Okay. Does anyone have them handy to give us the time that they were sent?
Yes. On October 10th at 5:04 p.m.
I just resent them. If they'll come through, I've been having trouble getting stuff to come through.
Okay, great. Now, Richard, how many sets of minutes are there?
There are two. One was that meeting that went continued three times or twice, I guess.
Oh, yes. Okay. We have the earliest
that
we have from July 9th.
Okay, here it is. The open minutes from the July in-person, New York in-person, and the open minutes from the extended meeting from August 23rd, 28th, and September the 3rd.
Okay. So let's first look at the earlier set, which is the in-person open minutes. These minutes are 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 pages long, which is not that impossible. The print is pretty large. So why don't we take a minute or two to review these minutes, and then we'll see if we can approve them.
Madam Chair?
They just came up on my screen as coming through, so you guys who don't have them.
Just now?
Look on, they should have just...
Yeah, I have them already, Richard, so everyone should be getting them.
Madam Chair, this is Lauren. Did we do the acknowledgments? I'm sorry, I was engaged.
No, not yet. We are at a minute approval.
Okay, I'll wait. Thank you.
He backs up. Okay.
When I send these minutes out to folks, I would appreciate it if y'all would read them beforehand, because I've sent these minutes probably 5 times each.
Yes. Okay. I would entertain a motion to approve the set of minutes for the open session minutes for the in-person New York PNB open meeting, July 24th to 26th. Would anyone like to make
move.
A... Okay.
Second.
All right.
Who
is there any
that?
Objection to approving
who made
the...
that motion?
Pardon?
Who
made
Theo
the motion? Motion.
Thank you, Theo.
Okay. Is there any objection to approving this set of minutes?
May I just abstain? I wasn't there.
Sure. Hearing no objections, these minutes are approved. Now we'll go on to the next set of minutes, and that's the minutes from August 23rd, 2008 through 9 September 3rd. I'm sorry. August 23rd and 28th and September 3rd, 2009. This is a meeting that was continued, and so it was held over 3 nights. I believe this is the meeting that where we ironed out the recall election procedures, and they are the most complete version is at the very end of this set of minutes. Whenever
and those minutes are 15 pages long.
Yes, basically it's you probably most of you have them right in front of you.
Did someone already move approval?
No.
Yes.
Would you like to, Wendy?
I would move approval, Wendy.
All right. Is there any objection to approving this set of minutes?
Grace, I would like to abstain. It's Nia, because I haven't read the 15 pages. So I'm not objecting. I'm abstaining.
Okay, very good. Any objections? Hearing none, this set of minutes is approved. And we can move on to acknowledgments.
Sean for the stack.
All right. Sean?
Yeah, I would like to acknowledge my colleagues, Grace, Carolyn, and Joe, who in my time of deepest need have really been very helpful. My computer blew up last week. I will be getting a new Mac in 3 to 5 days. But I just want to thank you for keeping me abreast of when and where I should be on what teleconference. Thank you very much.
on the staff.
George on the staff.
Susan on the
staff. If you'd be so kind as to give me a call or send me, or just call me with contact information for you. I need to talk to you and haven't been able to do so because of my computer problems. Thank you.
And Nia,
okay. Susan on the stack.
All right, Susan, you're next.
Okay, I wanted to thank the folks at KPFT, Richard, Alberto, Rosalia, and Mary and George for putting together a superb board training. And the training was held for people who were subject to the election even before they knew whether they would be on the board, and I think it was just superb.
Okay. Any other acknowledgements?
Oh,
this is George.
This is Nia.
Rico to the staff.
Okay. LaVarne?
And then Nia.
Maybe George or Nia was before me.
Okay, George.
But anyway, I'll go ahead. I just would like to acknowledge Marticia Sampson, who's the KPFT again, business manager, and also Dwayne Brantley. Dwayne and Marticia worked out a way to come up and help WBAI close the books for the first month of the fiscal year, and we were able to get that done the target is the fifth workday, which all the business managers agreed to that target again. And so Marticia came up and helped us to make that close complete on the sixth workday, Monday, when she got here, and then she also helped us do the bank reconciliation later in the week. So in WBAI, we were able to get this done like within maybe 6, 7, 8 days, which is the first in, I think, since I've been here. So that makes a big difference in being able to get those preliminary reports out like on Friday. So I just want to thank Marticia and thank Wayne for their tremendous help, and that, you know, that we all kind of realize now that, you know, we are networked and we can loan resources among stations, like, of course, KPFK has been doing all year, and the national office, that we can loan resources to other stations when there's a need, that we have to do that in order for us to function. So thank you again, KPFT, Wayne, and Marticia.
Thank you, LaVarne. George, you're next.
I want to include my wife, Deb Shafto, in that acknowledgement for the training session, which I thought was a very good idea, who provided the food and got there around 7 o'clock to get it started. But the other thing that I wanted to acknowledge was the, and I'm not quite sure who, certainly Dwayne Bradley and Ernesto Aguilar, the GM and the program manager at KPFT, for giving people a choice of either taking a gift of some kind or contributing to a pool. Some people actually put in $1,000 themselves, where every time we got to $1,000 in the pool for people who had contributed money but didn't take a gift and wanted it to go to a Pink Ribbon Project, which provided a free mammogram for women who couldn't afford it otherwise. And a total of 90 free mammograms were provided that way. 30% of the people who called in agreed to do that. So I want to acknowledge all those folks who made that possible.
Okay, very good, George.
Very
I think
good.
Wendy was next.
Did you say Wendy?
Did you ask to be on the staff?
No, but I was thinking it, and so I thank you so much for accepting my telepathy. I'll just go ahead since I'm here right now. It also has to do with KPFT and the fund drive. The people at KPFT worked their butts off during this drive. We still ended up coming up short, but it was almost 3 weeks, and I just want to tell everybody it was really, really grueling. I mean, they're always hard, but it was way harder than ever before, I think. And one of my, as I drop off the board for next year, I'm going to be concentrating on fund drives, because we can't keep having 3 week fund drives, and we can't keep having 4 3 week fund drives a year, or 4 2 week drives. So I'm going to be working on that. There's strategies to help with that. But KPFT and its listeners really prevailed in the end. I'm proud of everybody. Thank you.
Thank you, Wendy. I think there was someone else who wished to be on the stack, but I...
Nia.
Rico.
Leslie
okay.
did.
All right, Nia and then Rico.
And Leslie.
Thanks. And Leslie.
Okay, go ahead, Nia, first.
To offer condolences to the family of Tony Short, is a former teacher of WBAI who passed away, and to the family of Grace Jones Killing, Luis Reyes Rivera, a producer of WBAI, an in-law of theirs. So I just want to offer condolences to those people. Thank you.
Thank you, Nia. Rico?
Nia, can you send me the spelling of their name so I don't mess it up, please? It's Richard.
Yes, I will.
Thank you, appreciate it.
This is
I would like to give acknowledgement to, now that it seems like the duties are finally over, to the personnel committee for the hard and conscientious work that was done there, for those that were on the committee as well as those that weren't on the committee that still put in time and gave their input, like Nia and others. I would especially like to give acknowledgement to Sandra, the chair, who, as passionate as she was about what was happening there, she always made sure that it was the will of the body that made the decision, and I just thought she was very very professional and on top of it, getting people there and making sure that they that we knew when the next meetings were, et cetera, et cetera. Thank you.
Thank you, Rico. Leslie?
I'd like to acknowledge Michael Sanchez, our local election supervisor, who went out of his way time and time again to ensure the fairest possible election process that we've seen at KPFK. I want to applaud his hard work, which came down to sleeping at the station during the ballot count on a cot to protect the ballots. So my applause to Michael Sanchez.
I'll second that.
Okay. Anyone else have an acknowledgement?
You see you.
This is LaVoy.
Okay. Ifia?
I would like to acknowledge Grace for having made the election, the network-wide elections, a priority, and apparently having done so with a great deal of success. And to the benefit of the foundation, both financially and hopefully legally.
Thank you, Ifia, and special most thanks go to Les Radke and the local election supervisors. But
I have one.
Thank you as well. Go ahead, Luzette.
Yes, I'd like to acknowledge Grigsby Hubbard IED and the staff at PFW who have, over the last few months, made a deliberate effort to take PFW back into the community. As a result, I've met with a number of people. Last Sunday, there was a meet the IGM, and at that function, we met a number of people who've been listeners for as many as 30 years. They've been in the background, and they were very, very happy to come out to meet some of the people who work for them. So I want to commend them.
Okay. Thank you, Luzette. I believe LaVarne wanted to acknowledge someone else.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I was going to start with, just acknowledging the whole WBII staff again for their successful fund drive. And also, as Nia had noted, one of our programmers made her transition. And, and although I was there a short time, there was just a little request she had, and we were able to take care of it for her. And, and it's just the little things that people have to do to help people in life, because it's just, it's just that important. And you think back and you say, it's great I could do this little thing for this person, which they wanted and which made them happy. But again, the whole staff, and for Michael G. to be there at the funeral for, representing the staff, and, he had a connection with her, so that was wonderful. the election, absolutely. Grace left the election supervisors to make this thing happen, and particularly with the issues at WBAI, to hang in there. And, you know, like all of us, we at one point have been on death's door in terms of illness, both Les and I, but, you know, just hung in there and tried and making the thing work. So I really would like to acknowledge the election staff and Grace, who helped to make, who made this thing happen for us.
I second that. I'd like to also add to what
Thank
I
you,
just Lavoie. Said. To what I said earlier, the election, the execution watch that was hosted in collaboration with KPFT, I think. Yes, KPFT. We've had very good feedback on that. And so I'd like to commend them. There's something else. I can't remember it just now. Oh, yes. And Otis. Otis helped as well. I want to commend Otis for coming out to KPF, to WPFW, and help us with our internet and web service, website service and everything else. And he was one of the persons who helped put together the execution watch, to the extent that he promised to go back to KPFT and tell people that we're not just a jazz station, we do a lot of other good work in the community.
Thank you. Thank you, Lizette. All right. Is that it on for acknowledgments tonight?
Yep.
Okay. So the next thing on the agenda is the nominations for affiliates directors. Richard, can you give us a little report on that?
We have currently, as it stands right this minute, we have four candidates in the order of, the, of their filing. I think it was David Packman and David Beaton and Jim Bennett, and then
Jim Bennett? That wasn't on the list.
Yeah, I sent out a list. There are four on there. And and John Murphy. And Afia has said that she's sending hers in later tonight. So we will have a four or five at, if it goes at, on. As
mostly
a
men, folks. We need some
yeah,
women.
You know it is.
Okay. Actually, do we need to discuss the process for this, for nominations for affiliates director? What is the we made it had a bylaws amendment last year. Does the election take place in December, or do we have to prepare for that?
Yeah, I'd like to know the whole process.
Can someone, George, as chair of the governance committee, do you recall the logistics for the election of for the two affiliate directors?
Well, what I recall is there are two criteria for being eligible, and once that's certified, one of them is being recommended by the general manager of an affiliate station, and getting your papers in time, and the other and after that, it's as I understand it, it's just an STV election at the a board meeting in December. So,
okay,
that's what I remember.
Bonnie to stack.
Bonnie.
Yeah, I would like to ask that sometime shortly after the deadline passes, that we all be sent copies of all of the nominees' application materials, so that we can familiarize ourselves with them, and that we then set up to interview them during our during one of our meetings before we vote.
Okay, and that would be in open or I guess that would be an open session, wouldn't it?
Yes.
Are these public?
Yeah, these aren't employees. Yeah, these have to be open session.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. So that would be added to the Now, the deadline is tonight, and there's not going to be an extension to the deadline, as far as I can tell. Richard, can you send out those applications as soon as you get all of them?
I can do that. I'll send them tomorrow.
Very good.
Grace?
Yes.
Can we, I think this has been sort of an assumption, but we don't ever say it. Since we're all in different time zones, it seems like we should make, on deadlines, we should make Pacific time be the deadline. So it seems to me that this nomination for affiliates director would be open until midnight Pacific time tonight.
Okay.
Does anybody have a problem with that? Because then nobody can miss it.
Okay.
I object.
Who? Kathy?
Yeah.
Why?
Why Pacific time?
Just because, like, sometimes we
there's precedent in the bylaws, Madam Chair, in several instances, including when people must say that they're going to run for P&B director.
It just seems, you know, the most inclusive time anyway.
How so? It's 3 hours earlier.
You get an extra three hours.
It's 3 a.m. Eastern time.
Yeah, you get an extra 3 hours.
Yeah.
On the East Coast.
It's the most generous definition. Okay.
Yeah.
Wendy, I don't think there's any objection to that.
Okay.
Now that Kathy understands it. Okay. So we will put interviews with the nominees on the next open session agenda. Is that too early? Hearing no objection, we will. Which committee? Would it be the affiliate task force or the personnel committee or the coordinating committee that would set up the phone interface for those nominees?
One of the nominees is the chair of the affiliates committee, so it's probably appropriate if somebody else is an interface.
Okay, would anyone like to?
The coordinating committee could do it.
Okay, very good, Wendy. So that will be all in your ballpark, Wendy, to ensure the logistics for that.
Okay.
Now, can we move on to the committee and working group reports and motions? Okay, since no one seems to mind.
Point of information.
Yes.
What time are we going to tonight? Is it?
Well, we should be going to 2 minutes from now.
Okay.
Correct.
All right. Just out of curiosity, did we manage to get Les Radke on the phone? John, did you manage to reach Les Radke?
This is LaVorn. I got a note from John. He was not, but I will try to reach him also now on my other phone.
Okay, I'll tell you what.
He's staying at my house. I can see if he's here.
Okay, can you do that and come back in a minute? And
yeah.
Meanwhile, since we're just about out of time for this meeting tonight, while Susan is looking for Les, why don't we schedule our next open session? Do we want to have it next Sunday night?
No, it's too soon to try to arrange all that. You're likely to find some people aren't going to be able to make it.
Shouldn't we try to have both an open and a closed next Sunday?
Yes.
Yeah, we're having a closed session next Sunday night, George.
So we should try to have an open.
I understand, but that means you have to get these five people on the phone at that time with 1 week's notice.
Well, it's only three extra people.
That's a point, actually.
Yeah.
Two
I withdraw my objection.
A call.
It's only two extra people.
It's only three extra people, right?
Two.
I think there are four, and if Isia puts in her application, that will be five altogether, right?
Oh, hello?
Okay. I'm sorry.
Okay. Is that you, Les?
Yes.
Great. Can you give us an election committee report? An election update?
Madam Chair, we have to extend time if you're going to do that.
Okay. Would anyone object to extending time for an NES election report
For 5 minutes.
Oh, 10 minutes.
10 minutes. Okay.
I second 10 minutes.
So moved.
Okay. Is there any objection to 10 minutes to let Les give us a report on the elections? Hearing none, and I assume we're going to have the open session next Sunday night, too? I have that straight, don't I? Yes, I do. Okay. Go ahead, Les.
Well, the three elections that have been certified are the ones at KPFA, the ones at KPFK, and at KPFT. We just finished counting Saturday the votes for the staff and the votes for the and the votes for the listeners, with very few with very few problems with KPFK and KPFT, because the software program has been rewritten so that it makes things much easier. Tomorrow I'm traveling to Washington, D.C., and in the next couple of days we'll do the count there. As everyone knows, the problem in terms of the election, the biggest problem is WBAI, where we've had many, many dates put forward as when the election would end. Now, the final date is December 10th. There's been a mailing November 5th of almost 10,000 ballots, somewhat less than 10,000 ballots out to people who should have gotten ballots but did not get ballots. You also are probably aware that there's 8,878 ballots that were sent out to people who should have not gotten ballots but did get ballots, and there were approximately 6,000 people in that same mailing who got ballots who should have gotten ballots. So many, many problems with the, particularly with the listener and the staff, both the listener and the staff, membership list at WBAI. With the other elections, they have all met quorum, and it's a question of counting. The election at Washington, D.C., where I'll be headed tomorrow, just finishing up here at Houston, where I am now. I wasn't quite prepared for a report, so I'm not sure what questions people have on this.
Okay.
Thank
you, Les.
Les, of those 8,000 that shouldn't have gotten ballots, will the barcodes pull those ones out for us?
Yeah, the barcode. Yeah, the barcodes will be pulled out for all of those 8,000. Actually, it's more complicated than. It's both more and less complicated than that. They will be pulled out. What's complicated is that there were several waves of ballots, and we have to make sure that the proper barcodes get put in for those who do get ballots and the proper barcodes get pulled out for those who don't get ballots. And I will have some time to think about that in about 2 days. I've been thinking about it for some time. There are a couple of people, data processing people, who are willing to help on that. And this will be done not by hand, manually. We will not take, you know, almost 10,000 ballots and remove them in terms of their barcodes. We have a list of the barcodes that are inaccurate, and those barcodes, they will simply be run down through and stripped from the total list of barcodes that we're putting together.
Thanks, Les.
Okay. Any other questions for Les?
I said Nia. Do you hear me, Grace?
Okay. Go ahead, Nia.
Yeah. Les, for those candidates who did not do their on-air candidate debates in WBAI, is that going to be done? That's one. And number two, are the cards going to be playing?
The cards are going to be played, and we are going to have more. Between now and December 10th, we will have on-air forums at WBAI, no question about it.
Well, it has to be before December 10th, because that, you know, by the time people would have voted. Do you know when they're going to start?
I don't have my notes here with me right now. I'm sorry. I just don't have my notes here with me right now. I'm sorry.
Les. Okay, any other questions?
Yes, Les.
Lizette?
Mm-hmm. Les, how are you?
I'm a little tired.
Yeah.
I'm fine.
Can you tell me when did we reach quorum, PFW? Do you have any idea? And how many ballots have we to count?
The ballots have not yet been opened. Traditionally,
I know, traditionally
for every 1,000 ballots that are received, there are many doubles. There's approximately 50 for every. So it's something like 1,250 ballots in all have been received.
Okay. And you're coming to us on Tuesday?
I'm coming to you tomorrow.
Okay. All right. Look forward to seeing you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I still don't have a place to stay.
Really?
Really.
Okay, I'll try to do something with that then.
Oh, that'd be wonderful.
Oh, all right.
I'm just working, you know, going from thing to thing. the main thing is getting the ballots counting.
Okay. All right. Anyone else like to ask Les any questions? For how long you want to stay?
It'll take about maximum it takes a day and a half to do the ballots.
So a long part,
and so that would be Tuesday and Wednesday. A long part of it does have to do with opening up the envelopes and making sure that, you know, the barcodes are correct. That's a long part of it. Then we'll spend all day on Wednesday counting the votes. And that'll be in two sections. The first section will be making sure that all the ballots are inserted, all the proper ballots are inserted. Mm-hmm. And the second, I'm hoping to have a flat-screen TV at FairVote where people can actually look at the ballots and make sure that they're marked correctly.
Okay. All right. Any other questions?
Jamie?
Yes, go ahead, Jamie.
Thank you. Hi, Les. Let's see, I have a couple of questions. I'm from BAI area, and actually I've gotten two ballots so far.
Mm-hmm.
Do I have to send in the latest one? Are the previous ones, I mean, I didn't ask for multiple ballots, but is one of them automatically disqualified? I mean, invalidated?
Here's how we're doing this with the new program. If you know that it's the latest ballot, that's the safest one to send in because the latest ballot will not be removed. However, will there be a problem sending in two ballots? The answer is no, because what we're doing is taking a list of all the ballots sent to a person. We're taking we go through and find the person. We take a list. And if a person has sent two or three ballots, what we're doing is any ballot that comes in for that person, that line is removed. So let's say you have three ballots with three different barcodes. The way we've written the program is any one of those is valid. Now, you could that's a problem for some people if they mark their ballots differently. If they mark their ballots the same way all three times, there's no problem because you'll get one of those ballots. One of those ballots will definitely go through. If you for sure know that you got your ballot most recently, in other words, if they didn't come in close enough that you got confused, if you know that your ballot was the most recent one, send that one in.
Okay.
But if you're confused, if you don't know which is which, remember that we are trying to remove the old barcodes. We are also trying to put on one line the barcodes that were sent to a person. And if one of those barcodes matches, we will remove all the barcodes.
Okay. All right.
That's for those people. Not everybody is getting multiple ballots. I'm trying to explain that just in a clear way. Not everybody is getting multiple ballots. There are a few people who are. The few people who are, we're putting all the multiple ballots in one line. If anyone hits, that whole line is removed.
Gotcha. Okay, and my other question is, Les, just to refresh my memory, I'm sure you've told us this story, but I wasn't paying attention. You got a list from WBAI that had a lot of inaccurate information on it, right?
That's correct.
And when did you guys receive that list?
We received that If you remember, you had until July 15th to have people get this. It was shortly after July 15th. It was within the month of July, near the end of the month, because I had a hard time getting any list at all from WBAI.
Gotcha. Okay. All right, well, thank you, Les.
Okay. Any other questions for Les?
We are done.
All right. Thank you very much for that update, Les.
Okay.
Good luck with WPFW.
Yep.
All right.
Good night and good luck.
Good night, Les. Thank you. All right. Well, we'll have I'll be sending the agendas out shortly for both a closed and open session for next Sunday. We will have the closed session first again because I think the ED hire and transition and all that kind of thing is very important, and all the other things we need to wrap up, and then we will have the open session, which is also important, as we'll be interviewing the nominees for the the seats for affiliate director for the directors for the 2010 Pacifica National Board. As we're out of time tonight, I would entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second. Okay. Is there any objection to adjourning? All right. We'll meet again next week. We're now adjourned. Good night.